I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's whenever I'm having a bad day or things aren't good, I put a little Earth, Wind, and Fire on my iPad, sit outside, have a cigar, relax, and kind of forget about the world a little bit. And, you know, I think, again, that's one of the things that we talk about. When we talk about depression and all of the mental health issues that I have, you know, talked a lot about over the course of time, find ways to help you get through the rough spots. And if you do that, it helps. I think a big part of it, too, is finding people who you can lean on when you get to the rough spots. And know that they're going to help you get through it as well. And that includes doctors and, you know, psychiatrists and therapists as well. But it's going to have to be a concerted effort sometimes to make sure that you, you know, make it through times like this. Right now, it's really difficult. And it's a rough time in our country's history. Now, I think the one thing I will say before we get started here is that I know it's really difficult what's going on, but we can't get captured in prisoners of the moment. You know, I've heard a number of people say this is the worst time in our country's history, and I shake my head. I mean, you know, go back to, you know, this country before 1863. And that's not to say it was all roses after 1863, but that war that was fought right around that time, there was a real reason for that. Go back to, the late 20s and early 30s in the Great Depression and see some of the things that went on in this country for a long stretch of time. Go to the 60s when the civil rights movement was, you know, fighting for just some sort of equality and some sort of being, taken seriously on top of the fact that you had the Vietnam War rolling and you had, we talked about last night military, in certain places where National Guardsmen were firing rubber bullets at people. Well, you know what? At Kent State, in 1970, they were shooting real bullets at people and killing people. In the 80s, you know, I'm sure a lot of you, maybe a lot of you are Ice Cube fans and you like that album, The Predator, right? Or you're NWA fans and you like, their first album. And, of course, some of the songs on that album. You know, that didn't come out of nowhere. The 80s were a really good time if you were rich and not so good if you were a minority, especially if you were a minority in the inner cities. And that led to what happened with, you know, the rioting right after Rodney King. So my point is we can't become prisoners of the moment. We do that all the time. It's, you know, again, we do it in sports. We do it in real life. But we've had far worse times in our country than right now what's going on. I mean, this is something that is obviously awful. But let's not lose sight of the history of our country and why we are where we're at today. And I think that's the most important thing to remember is this, you know, as bad as this is, think about a time when the people that were writing and signing the Declaration of Independence, independence from Britain, Great Britain, the king in England, whatever, many of the people that were signing that owned slaves. Think about the time when, you know, the Underground Railroad, the time and place where people couldn't, you know, even go, where black, you know, black people couldn't even go to the same restaurants as white people. I mean, this is an awful time, but this is not nearly, you know, we've been through worse, much worse. And people say, why are you always trying to be so positive or take a look? Again, I try and look ahead. And I know that my kids have grown up in a better time than I grew up in when it comes to race relations and things of the such. When I was growing up, if you would have floated the idea of a black president out, most people would have laughed you out of the building. And that includes many of the people on that side of the aisle. I mean, we have made progress. Right now is a rough time. It's a rough patch. You know, we have the pandemic going on and everything else, but it's not the worst time in our history. Go back to see what the 60s were really like. And I'm not talking about the, you know, peace, love, and, you know, happiness generation. I'm talking about, you know, the divided country that was wrestling with civil rights, an active civil rights movement, was wrestling with, you know, arguments and discussions and actually violent disputes about whether or not we should be involved in a war in Vietnam. Man, those were really bad times that lasted long. This is bad, what we're going through right now. But it's nowhere close to some of the things that we've been through in this country. And I think that, you know, that is something you can't lose sight about. So, you know, we've had other people talk about, you know, different people make statements today. Pat Narduzzi came out and made a statement today. You know, again, the statements keep coming. And I guess, you know, that's good. But I would hope that we can move beyond that and start having action. And I got to tell you something. And, you know, I hardly ever make it personal, but, you know, the athlete that made me the most proud today is my daughter, Haley, who plays basketball at Stony Brook, Division I school. She is quite a dynamic person. But she won an award, you know, for being active in community service projects, and she's got a ton of them that she does, her academics, and for being a leader. She's been also on a number of different boards, and she was picked for that school to be the representative at the Women in Leadership Conference. There's a lot that she's done that I think we could all learn from. As you know, as an athlete, she hasn't just been a good athlete who says the right things. She does the right things. And we all as citizens need to learn from her. And you know what? Today she came out, she was on Twitter, and she was talking about something that's very, very real. And I just think it is important. I just feel like all these athletes saying things and doing, it's good that they're getting involved. But these issues are so much deeper than, you know, a 250-word tweet. I see today we have the, you know, what I call the Twitter meme of the cause, which is, you know, the blackout thing, which if you want to participate in that, that's wonderful. I have no time for that stuff. I just feel like it's it's sort of groupthink and cliche-ish and really doesn't do a whole lot. But I'm glad people want to participate in it if it makes you feel better. That's wonderful. We've got serious problems, though, that need to be solved. And, you know, they go way beyond what happened with a police officer and George Floyd last week. And I think that one of the things that bothers me the most is that it's easy to be very outraged by all that. Even people that really aren't that socially aware or socially conscious can look at that video and be outraged. Even people who often try and rationalize police brutality can look at that video and a guy who's guilty of passing a few $20 bills or whatever it was, laying on the ground, basically being killed, while an officer sits there with his hand in his pocket and a smirk on his face, knowing full well that he's snuffing the life out of somebody else. It's easy to be outraged by that. But until we're outraged about all of the institutions that we hold dear that led to that, we're going to be here to, you know, another next time one of these incidents happen, doing the same things. But we need to be outraged by all of the institutional racism that sets up a system where a police officer feels like he can get away with that, where he feels like and knows that he can get away with that. Starts with a lot of different, like I said, I could go on and on and on about the number of institutions and the inequality and the way that the system is rigged so that a certain group of people remain at the bottom half of it. Start with the educational system if you want, the public school system if you want. We could go on and on and on about all of that stuff. But this is a sports show. And, you know, I feel like we need to talk about sports and be, you know, a little bit of a reservoir away from some of the stuff that goes on. But you know what? There's such an intersection of this one and sports. It's really difficult to just not say anything. Coming up, we're going to talk to Ray Fittipaldo, though, and we're going to talk about the Steelers, some news about where the Steelers were trained and some other things like that, but we'll get to that next. It is the Paul Zeiss Show, brought to you by Solomon Auto Group. It's 93.7 The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.